Smell that?
It's the airing of a lot of dirty laundry.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz, what happened?
On Star 102.5.
We are back on the phone with our listeners, Brandy and Leo. Brandy had gotten a hold of us. She was wondering, you know, what's going on. She feels ghosted by Leo, said they'd been out a few times. Last time, they'd gone out to dinner, and then they were just hanging out watching a movie. And all of a sudden, Leo had to go. And so when we left off with Leo, he told us that when she was in the bathroom, when Brandy was in the bathroom, her phone went off and you saw a message. Have I got that right so far, Leo?
Yep.
Okay. So what did the message say?
The message said, "Hit me up when that dude leaves. I'll finish what he started."
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would have made me feel pretty uncomfortable too.
Yeah, I probably would have got out of there too at that point.
Yeah.
So that was the reason. Then you decided
like
to leave.
Flag.
But
okay.
Why not say anything? I'm curious. Why not tell her that you saw this message?
I don't know. I'm not trying to get involved with like whatever she has going on, like with some dude.
Okay.
So I just got out of there.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way. Like at that point, especially, you know, you've only been out, you know, 4 or 5 times. Like, what is she going to say? There's somebody else. I know that. So okay. I get it.
Well, of course, you know, as we said, Brandy's been listening in, and Brandy. So you know, you heard what Leo said. He saw a message on your phone, and at least, you know, if he's telling us the truth, it sounds to us like you had something else going on maybe that night.
Well, first of all, Leo, I can't believe you were looking at my phone.
I mean, I wasn't, like, going through it. You literally left it on the couch, and a message comes up on the screen, and I read it.
Well, I should be allowed to leave my own phone in my own apartment while I, like, go to the bathroom. And that message, so you know, was from a friend, and you definitely weren't meant to see it. It was personal and private. It was on my phone.
I agree you have a right to your privacy, but on the other hand, I'd want to know what was about you.
If I see it light up, I'm looking.
I'm sorry, Leo. We interrupted you, Leo. What did you say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, obviously something's going on. Like, I don't wish I didn't know about it, but something's going on that I need to know about.
Yeah, I mean, Brandy, you mentioned it was from a friend. What friend?
What kind of
friend? It was a friend. I mean, you could call him a friend with benefits. But we are not in an exclusive relationship. He's just another friend.
With benefits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, look, sometimes it works out that we're both single, and so we hook up. That's it. That's all it is.
Well, you weren't a couple, is what Brandy is saying, Leo. So but clearly you have a problem with this, right?
I don't like people talking behind my back, and I guess I need to know what's going on between us.
We were not talking behind your back, okay? That was not even what it was. It was just a stupid joke from him. I wasn't even going to answer him because I was hanging out with you that night.
Yeah, but it does sound a little, like, confrontational in the whole... Because it's not like your friend with benefit was just like, hey, what are you doing tonight?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want me to come over?
Yeah.
It was, hey, when that dude leaves, I'll finish what he started.
Yeah.
Assuming that Leo can't handle his business.
Well...
No, it was not that. That guy doesn't even know Leo. I've not, like, discussed him with this guy. He just was joking. Like, he had said, you know, hey, do you want to hang out? And I'm like, no, I'm like out on a date with someone that I'm seeing right now.
Okay,
and he was like joking.
All right,
he said he's blown way out of proportion.
Okay, you said he's joking, but Brandy, after Leo left, did he come over? Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Okay.
All right. Does that make
you
feel
better?
We're
a show of facts.
does that make you feel better, Leo?
I don't know if I entirely believe her, but sure.
Okay.
All right.
Well, Brandy, you started this off because you wanted to know what happened with Leo. You still wanted to go out. And Leo, you know, bailed, but now says he doesn't really, you know, he feels better, I guess, that the guy didn't come over. I'm not sure where you guys are at. Are we done here, or does anybody still want to go out with each other?
I mean, I was really into getting to know him, you know? Like, I've really been liking going out with you, Leo.
Like, it just feels like the gig's, like, complicated enough, and, like, I thought I found someone who, like, wanted the same thing as me, but it just seems, like, spoiled now.
So are you done with it?
Yeah, I think I'm done with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Brandy, there's your answer. Sorry it didn't work out, but now you know why it didn't. Leo, thanks.
You know what? I'm fine with it because I really don't like this side of you, Leo. If you're going to be that quick to judge and punishing, as a result of it, then yeah, this would have never worked long term.
Well, plus, and you got another side action.
Right.
not funny.
No, I laughed.
We're terrible.
Right. You and me.
Sorry. Didn't work out. And good luck to you both. Thanks for being on the show.
Dumped. Ghosted.
Call the Ghost Busters.
Ken, Colleen, and Kurtz. What happened on Star 102.5?